agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8:60, up 6 on the open. March, 8:80, up 15 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:39, up 12 and a half on the open. March, 8:62, up 16 and a half. May, 8:48, up 17 and a half. July, 7:20, up 6 and a half. September, 7:22, up 5 on the open. December corn opened at 3.91, up 2 on the open. March, 4.09, up 3 and a quarter. May, 4.18, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 4.27, up 2 and a quarter. September, 4.26, down a half. December, 4.32 and a half, up a half. March of 2009, 4.34 and a half, down 3 and a half on the open. January beans opened at 11.02, up 1 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 11.17, up 3 quarters. May, 11.27, up 6. July, 11.26 and a half, up 1 and 3 quarters. November, 11.35, up 1 and a half. January of 2009, 11.36, down 1 on the open. December soybean meal opened at $2.94, up $2 on the open. January, $2.96, up $1.80. December soybean oil opened at $46.60, down 7 on the open. January, $47.07, unchanged. And then in the livestock, December live cattle open at $96.95, up 17.5 on the open. February, $98.80, up 10. April, $99.15, up 12.5. June, $94.62.5, up 2.5 on the open. January feeders open at $110.65, down 5 on the open. March, $111, down 10. April, $112, down 30 on the open. December lean hogs open at $55.80, up 20 on the open. February, $63.30, up 47.5. April, $66.95, up 22.5. May, $73.75, up 2.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at $93.50, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we did not see the follow-through in the soybean pit that we had overnight where we made new contract highs. And I suspect, Kurt, it might have something to do with crude oil prices.
Hey, crude oil values are down about $1.50 a barrel. They sort of lost their momentum. The January made a high of 99.11 and backed off from there. Last week we got around 99.26, 27 in through there and backed off. So not quite to that $100 benchmark that everybody was targeting here, so we'll kind of watch that. But plus, too, when you look at the beans, the momentum indicators are overbought, the RSIs, stochastics, and all those indicators are at the upper end of the range, so we're due to back and fill. Then lastly, timing-wise, oftentimes you find some highs around this Thanksgiving time window, and Thanksgiving's a little early this year, but we're in that time window here where the market sort of runs out of steam also.
Although, if you look a little bit further out, I guess technicians are looking at the 1150 level?
Well, if we stay above $11, Friday and last night we did trade above last week's reversal, key price reversal to the downside. We took that out. We were able to close above those previous highs there on Friday. Now the key is whether we follow through or not, so if we can stay above 1090 for, say, in the January beans, it sort of opens the door to that 11.5. Even furthermore, the next real chart resistance is the early highs we made in the 70s there at this 1290 area. So there's some lofty upside targets if the market can hold together here in the next few days.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, where last week we had a couple of limit-up moves, Is there anything fundamental about this market, that, or is this all technical here?
Well, it's probably a combination of both. Technically, we had a good solid correction off those highs. We corrected the front end over $2 a bushel there. We broke the downtrend line. We went above some moving averages. We did generate some buy signals. So if you're a commodity fund or a technician, it did say step up and buy, which we saw the market to react to that. Technically, we've turned the momentum up, so we'll see how high the wheat market follows through here. Fundamentally, we're still looking at the tightest world inventories we've seen for some time. So the market's going to be quite sensitive to any type of fundamental news, and that news came out with Russia not going to put a whole lot more wheat on the export market. India's prime minister indicated that they're in a tight situation. So any type of little bit of fundamental news is going to give this market, you know, a surge to some levels to sort of ration remaining inventory.
So if you're planted wheat, and you're looking at 716.5 on the July right now, is this a good place to do some sales if you haven't done any?
Well, our target was the $7 level, and we're above there. So trading right here does warrant some sales. And we've got some scale-up orders, sell some more 750, 8, 859, sort of spread it out over time. So, yes, we feel we need to be a seller on the up move in here, because when the market does roll over and go down, the human nature tendency is to say, well, I'll sell on a retest of the high, or I'll sell on a bounce, and that might not happen. So we feel we need to continue to reward the market as we go here.
And are you rewarding the markets in the wheat at the 50-cent increment or something a little less than that?
We've got them spread out over 50 cents for right now. Here this winter, we find a major top and turn the trend down. We could probably get a little bit more aggressive there. It's hard to get too aggressive in wheat just due to the fact of uncertainty of what type of green-up situation we're going to have next spring and how many bushels we're going to end up with. So wheat's a little bit more trickier to market versus corn or beans.
Turn your attention to the corn market, please.
A good run here. We're lower here today. It was higher overnight following some of these other markets. But just to recap, mainly looking for some toppy action here during this time window. Corns are going to sort of take a back seat here. We got a tremendous amount of inventory to move here this winter. The tendency is to see these cash sales pick up here as we start to get into the heart of the December time window. So we feel that corn futures towards the $4 level, basis the DSO7 is going to provide fairly good resistance. The DSO8 up towards this 440, 450 area is going to offer fairly stiff resistance. Also, too, when we get to those levels, we also start to see a little slowdown in corn demand in general. So those levels might be enough here until we get more into the heart of winter and get a handle on which way producers are going to go with their acreage.
First day notice is on Friday. Will there be lots of deliveries?
You would think so from the old school of thought. Coming from the 70s and 80s and seeing huge deliveries and see the fundamentals kick in, but we don't foresee big deliveries at this point in time. Typically whenever you see the futures have this type of carry, you'll see the commercials put out deliveries for a few days so someone else can pay storage and interest on them, but when it's all said and done, they'll come back and be buyers and take back those deliverable positions.
The D's July spread overnight was just a smidge over 35 cents. I guess that would say that producers lock it up for quite a while.
Well, there's some carry there, and we like selling elevator source stuff and stopping the storage and interest there and using that money to help buy some of these higher input costs and use that cash flow algae for getting through this winter. But for bin stores inventories, when you look at the deferreds in corn, there is some carry there to be had. The bean market's relatively flat, but it does suggest that there'd be some better demand as we move down the road.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City at 858, fast trade up for December wheat at the Board of Trade, 825, down 1.5. July, 711, down 2.5. December corn, 383.25, down 5.75. March, $4, down 5.75. May, 410.25, down 6. December, 427.25, down 4.75. January beans, 10.93.75, down 6.5. March, 11.10, down 6.25. May, 11.16, down 5. November of 2008, 10.31, down 2.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org, 10 o'clock Central Time.